What are you even worried about? It's Worry Week on The Wire.
The theme for this week's Worry Week is anti-establishment movements, that is, movements and events which go against the status quo of those in power. Today also marks the anniversary of the invasion of Parihaka. So here's a little bit about the Parihaka invasion, what it was about, and how it was a historical, peaceful, anti-establishment movement. The settlement of Parihaka in Taranaki was formed in the mid-1860s by Te Whitio Rongomai. Parihaka attracted dispossessed Māori from around the country as a result of land confiscation, especially due to Taranaki land wars in which the majority of Taranaki was confiscated as punishment to, quote, rebel Māori. The pā was vocal about being anti-land confiscation, yet welcomed European settlers with dignity and hospitality. By the 1870s, it was labelled as the most prosperous Māori settlement in the country. In May 1979, the government moved to occupy fertile land in the Waitemata Plains. Te Whitio Rongomai and Tohu Kakahi organised peaceful resistance in which ploughmen spread out over Taranaki asserting Māori ownership of the land. Several hundred protesters were arrested without trial. A new government in 1979 sent out an inquiry which recommended making reserves for the Parihaka people, and the ploughmen were freed in 1981. Ploughing resumed and the colonial New Zealand government decided to act decisively when Governor Sir Arthur Gordon left the country. Sir Arthur Gordon was appointed to review matters and was liberal-minded for the time. He was labelled a man with wild democratic theories by Prime Minister Sir John Hall. The government gave the Parihaka settlers the proclamation on the 19th of October 1981. That gave the settlers 14 days to accept reserves offered or face the consequences. On this day in 1981, 1,600 government troops marched on Parihaka, who were greeted peacefully and arrested the Parihaka leaders and destroyed much of the village. Te Whitio Rongomai and Tohu Kakahi were detained for 16 months without trial, and the official documents of the event were not released for several years. Te Whiti received free offerings whilst in prison, which he could be released with land to live on if he seized the gatherings of his people and protest, but Te Whiti refused every time. He was released in 1883. The government gave apologies for the incident in the years 2001 to 2006 to the tribes Ngāti Rānui, Ngāti Tama, Ngāraru, Kiatahi and Ngāti Mutangi, and the historical grievances around Parihaka. The Crown formally apologised in 2017. The event has come to symbolise peaceful resistance to land confiscation in New Zealand.
Worry Week on The Wire.